Hello, and welcome to the commentary for Lesson 298, Proverbs 19. And there were a lot of patterns in here. When I say patterns, I just mean repeating themes. Poverty and wealth comes up a lot, and it's obviously, it keeps making the point that it's better to be poor than dishonest. So, you know, there's definitely themes that go throughout Proverbs. And I thought about summarizing all of them, but I'm not going to do that this time. I'm going to do something totally different. The only two that I really want to point out that were like, I guess, really meaningful to me. I mean, they're all meaningful, but the ones that I think I need to take to heart the most are verse 2, enthusiasm without knowledge is not good. Haste makes mistakes. That is definitely a scripture for my, I've told this story before about how, you know, I've learned, God has taught me over the years not to just dive into the deep end of everything that seems good to me. Even though it seems like it's a good thing and it would honor God, it's not always what he has for us. And so it's best to wait. And I use the metaphor of going around, instead of diving in the deep end of every pool you come to, go around to the shallow end and sit on the side and dip your toe in and wiggle it around. Let God know that you like this, you would like to do this, and spend time with him in prayer. And if it's something that he wants you to do, wait for him to come and grab your hand and pull you in. And he will prepare you for whatever it is he's calling you to do. But I think that's a good metaphor, and that's a great scripture that goes with it. Enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. That's essentially the same thing as diving into the deep end of the pool without knowing really what you're getting yourself into. Haste makes mistakes. We waste time and energy doing the wrong things. They may be perfectly good things, but they're not the things he has for us. So we just waste a lot of time and energy that way, and we lose out on his plan for us, which is always better. The other verse I liked, which kind of goes along with that, is verse 21. You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. That's definitely true. I wanted to be Murphy Brown when I was young. I wanted to have the nice posh office and the business suits, and I wanted to have the downtown apartment with the cappuccino maker in the corner. That's what I wanted. My life is nothing like that, but it's so much better. And so, you know, we can make our plans. We can even go through the motions and we should make plans. It's responsible to do so. But we do know that God really directs our steps and that his plan for us will prevail, even if he has to break us to do it. So better to listen and pay attention to his direction, have relationship with him, than to have to be broken so he can knock some sense into you and get you back on where you need to be, right? Okay, but the one that really I wanted to expand on is verse 17. If you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and he will repay you. When you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord. Another scripture that goes along with that is Matthew 25, verse 40. And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Now I'm going to do something kind of weird. I've never done this before, but I'm going to read a children's book as my commentary. I've mentioned this book before, but this helps with this idea that what we do for other people is actually for God. It helps put it into real world scenario. And I love this book. It's called Ronnie Wilson's Gift. It's by Francis Chan. Okay. Hopefully this won't take too long. Little Ronnie Wilson's jaw dropped in amazement. It was the first time he'd heard the real reason Jesus came to earth such a long time ago. He did that for us? That's amazing. Then an exciting idea popped into Ronnie's head. Jesus gave me an awesome gift, so I want to give him a present too. When Ronnie got home, he tried to think of the perfect present for Jesus. His teddy bear? It was old and falling apart. His piggy bank? Only had $6.47 in it. Then Ronnie saw his baseball glove on his bookshelf. It was signed by his Uncle Jack, a player in the big leagues. Ronnie loved his glove more than anything else he owned. He thought to himself, Jesus gave me the greatest gift of all, so I want to give him the greatest gift I can. So Ronnie grabbed his glove and raced on his bike to the post office. How much will it cost to mail this to heaven? I only have $6.47, Ronnie explained. The mailman answered, I'm sorry, Ronnie, but we can't deliver mail to heaven. We have no way to get it there. Okay, thanks anyway, Ronnie said as he walked out the door. Ronnie rode home on his bike, thinking of different ways to get his baseball glove to Jesus, when he nearly ran right into a man shuffling down the sidewalk. Sorry, sir. That's okay, son. The man smiled just a little bit, and Ronnie heard his tummy grumble. Have you had lunch yet? Ronnie asked the man. The man shook his head, and Ronnie thought maybe he didn't have enough money to buy lunch. So Ronnie shook his piggy bank until some coins fell out. Ronnie gave the money to the man, who used it to buy a hot dog with the works. Later, Ronnie went out to his backyard to jump on his trampoline. He jumped as high as he could. In fact, he jumped so high that his next-door neighbor, Jesse, saw him. What are you doing? Jesse asked. I'm trying to jump to heaven so I can give my baseball glove to Jesus. Do you want to jump with me? Ronnie asked. Jesse said, yes. Jesse and Ronnie didn't jump high enough to make it to heaven, but they had a good time trying. At the carnival the next day, Ronnie bought a giant balloon with the rest of his money. Then he tied his baseball glove to the balloon and wrote a note to Jesus. Just as he was about to let his balloon fly up to heaven, he heard a little girl crying, Mommy, my balloon! Ronnie didn't like that the little girl was sad, so he gave his balloon to her. But now he had no way to get his gift to Jesus. Ronnie prayed, Jesus, I'm so sorry I couldn't get your present to you. I tried my hardest. Thank you anyway. That night, Ronnie had the strangest dream. He was in heaven, and Jesus said to him, Thanks for the presents, Ronnie. What present? Thanks for the balloon when I was sad. Thanks for jumping on the trampoline with me when I was lonely. And thanks for the hot dog when I was hungry. What do you mean? Ronnie asked. Jesus answered, Don't you remember what I wrote in the Bible? Whatever you do for these brothers of mine, you do for me. Billy is the man you saw near the post office. He lost everything in a fire except his faith. He had just prayed for food, and I used you to answer his prayer. Your neighbor Jesse loves me, but he is lonely. I used you to be a friend to him. And the little girl who lost her balloon? Her name is Rachel. Her dad works hard but doesn't have a lot of money. So I loved it when you gave her your balloon. They are all my children, and when you give a gift to my children in need, it's the same as giving to me. So thanks, Ronnie. Just then, Ronnie woke up. It was the happiest dream he'd ever had, and he wore a huge smile across his face. Now he knew exactly what he was going to do. Later that day, Ronnie went to play at the park with his friend Keith. Keith had always wanted to play on a baseball team, but he didn't have a glove. So that afternoon, Ronnie gave him a surprise present. Keith had never been so excited. As Ronnie knelt by his bed that night, he looked up to heaven and whispered, Jesus, I hope you enjoy the baseball glove. And then it closes with the scripture again. And the king will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did it to the one of the least of my of these my brothers, you did it to me. Again, that's Matthew 25:40. So I know that's a little different, but I thought that went really well with that scripture in Proverbs 17. If you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and he will repay you. Love it. So I'm just going to leave it at that, and I hope you all have a great day. I will talk to you soon.